This year's Peterborough Nogo-Jiwenong Pride Week will take place from September 15th to 24th, with over 30 events celebrating the 2SLGBTQ+ community taking place over the 10 days. The intention is to host a wide variety of events to include as much of the community as possible.
Surprise, a little bit like a potluck. The model that we have is the Pride Committee only organizes a couple of events and the rest is done by the community. So it really just depends on who in the community wants to have an event and what the focus of those events can be. So every year it's a surprise. And this year we've got over 30 events during the 10 days, which is amazing.
That was Rick Lambert, a member of the Peterborough Pride Organizing Committee. I got to speak with Lambert after the Pride Week flag-raising event at Peterborough City Hall, the first event of this year's Pride celebrations on September 15th. It is also a special year for Pride Week in Peterborough as they are celebrating their 20th anniversary.
Pride in Peterborough, this is actually 2 days ago, was the 20th anniversary of the first Pride celebration here in 2003. And we're sort of nostalgic a bit about that because a lot of us have actually been around since that time and participated in that first parade. And one of the special things about our pride compared to others is it's fairly compact and small, and it's sort of grown organically over the years. But it was started by Trent and Fleming students back in 2003, and that's why it's in September. We wouldn't want to have it in June with everybody else, because then, you know, a big chunk of the community wouldn't be able to participate.
And although Pride Week happens yearly in our community, no 2 weeks look exactly the same. The events will vary from year to year, and each Pride Week has a theme, this year's being Love Out Loud.
It's three words on their own, or it's a phrase, right? And it's Love Out Loud, and it's a bit of a response to that rise of hate and the fear that the community feels. And it's a reminder that we have to, you know, we still have to love who we want, that it's important that we're visible and that we're heard, and that we don't let fear keep us from living our lives and enjoying life in this community, you know.
There are far too many events to go through each event happening during Pride Week, but here is Lambert describing some of the highlights.
Obviously, there's, you know, there's a number of dances. There's some films that are being shown this year. We've got a collaboration with Reframe Film Festival for one of the films. Lots of interesting gatherings throughout the week. Obviously, one of the big highlights is the parade and Pride in the Park, but we also have an exciting Pride After Dark event on the 23rd at the venue.
As Lambert said, the Pride Parade is the largest and most iconic event that happens each year.
Yeah, so the parade takes place on the 23rd, Saturday the 23rd. The ceremonies before the actual parade start at 1:30, and it's a gathering at City Hall. And then the parade actually gets underway at about 2 o'clock and runs for about 20 minutes to half an hour down George Street and along King to Millennium Park. And everybody gathers in Millennium Park, and there's booths with food and swag and things to buy. And all the organizations that support the queer community are going to be there with their booths. So it's a real opportunity for people in the community to connect with supportive organizations and their friends.
A topic that comes up frequently when discussing Pride parades is the relationship between police and Pride events. I asked Lambert about Peterborough Nogo-Jiwenong Pride's relationship to the Peterborough Police and what their involvement will be.
Basically, the police are allowed to participate in the parade, but not in uniform. And that's in part because there are queer folks that work in Peterborough Police Services, and we wouldn't want to deny them the opportunity to be in the parade. In addition, of course, we actually pay the city to manage the traffic along the route of the parade. So there will be uniformed police at intersections managing the rolling closures. But they're doing a job to keep us safe. That's all they're doing. They're not actually participating in the parade.
Peterborough Nogo-Jiwenong Pride Week will run from September 15th to the 24th, and all of the information about it can be found on their website at peterboroughpride.ca, including a full event calendar. I'll leave you with Lambert telling you why it is important to celebrate Pride Week in our community.
Because we need to be visible. We need to be out in the community. it's also important in a rural community where people feel alone, or certainly they don't feel the strength of a village or a community that you would find in Toronto. It's important that there be events where people can come together and make community and be with people that are similar to them, or meet new friends. And so it's even if we didn't have Pride, people would show up and make Pride, basically.
This has been Eddie Sweeney reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Nogajiwinong.